Any child arriving at school without having breakfast is going to be a step behind somebody who has. So hunger is a barrier to learning, and it's something that is very concerning. And the percentages highlighted in the research are very worrying. I think that there's the physical effects of hunger, but there's also emotional effects. So if you arrive at school having not had anything to eat and you're looking forward to your school dinner, but you might not know what that's going to be, so there's something else for you to worry about. And it's just the distraction that can cause. So emotionally and physically, not having a breakfast can have a huge impact on a child. There's that rumbling in your stomach, the distraction and the worry about where your next bit of food is going to come from. It is very distracting for children. Sadly, we saw children coming to school hungry lots of times. Children are very, very resilient and very clever at disguising the fact that they might be hungry. And my belief is that all behaviour is a form of communication. So for me, when some children were demonstrating really disruptive behaviour, we sat down and talked to these children. And the message that they gave us was that they were hungry, and that was at the root cause of some of these really negative behaviours. So being able to provide children with a breakfast and a positive start to the day is something that schools really will benefit from. There are so many different reasons why children present at school hungry. Food insecurity is something that can happen in any household at any time. So it's not just one particular type of family or type of children that are coming to school hungry. So it may be because there isn't food in the house. It may be because there's maybe no electricity to make toast or to keep milk chilled. Alternatively, it could be a really busy and hectic family that are dashing out the door with two working parents, so that children just don't have the time or the structure to be able to get access to that food. Breakfast clubs are a great way for children to start the day. So initially you can say, well, it's good that children are going to get food there, but it goes further than the food. Bringing people together through food for a socially positive start to the day, providing children with a safe space to start their day, sometimes a warm space, and being around adults and their friends, people that they trust, they have positive relationships with, a breakfast club's a really positive way to start the day.